Hey guys, it's Julia, and welcome back to another murder mystery on Keeping Up With Murder. Today's podcast involves a case about Anand Saeed's innocence or guilt. First, let's start with the facts. 18-year-old Haman Lee was killed and buried by suspected killer Anand Saeed. He was last seen at school at 2:15 p.m., right after school had ended. The evidence behind his conviction being, number one, his failure to account for his being for 21 minutes in which Hay was killed. Coincidence? I don't think so. How convenient would it be for him to say, I don't remember where I was when Hay was killed? Narrator of the Serial podcast states how it could be potentially difficult to remember every second of your day. However, murder is not something that you could forget. This makes him the perfect suspect. Number two, in Jay's testimony, he mentioned Anand saying that he was going to kill that B word. Threatening comments like these don't exactly help in Anand's innocence. Through multiple sources, it was proven that Anand was very possessive during their relationship, and when she got a new boyfriend, this gave him a motive. This leads into evidence number three, motive. Because of his religion, his parents had very strict rules for him. Although he stated that he did smoke very often and had sex, he said he risked everything for their relationship. And when they broke up, he was outraged, enough so that he could even kill her. Additionally, Hay's letters and diaries prove that there is evidence showing that Anand wasn't necessarily accepting and happy of her decision to break up. Could this all just be bad luck and Anand's actually innocent? Let's hear from an anonymous guest speaker and get their intel on the case. Alyssa, what do you think about this?
Hey Julia, I've been listening into your podcast and keeping up with this case. So from what I've heard, I disagree with you. Let me educate you upon his innocence. There was none of his DNA found near the crime scene or even on the victim's body. So what makes you think that with all this evidence that proves to his innocence that he is still guilty? Let me know.
As I thought about Alyssa's response, I began to think. Maybe the reason she was so confident in his innocence was because during the Serial podcast, narrator Sarah Cohen was very biased and presented much more information trying to prove his innocence rather than the other way around. Overall, I think that Haman Lee was viciously strangled in her car by Anand Saeed and buried by both Jay and Anand. However, what I still don't understand is how he said he didn't have an alibi and didn't remember what he was doing or where he was, but his father was so quick to say he was at the mosque. Was he covering for him because he was in disbelief that his perfect, innocent son could be capable of such a thing? Maybe so. My opinion on this still stands. Anand Saeed is guilty. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Keeping Up With Murder. Join us next time. Bye!